I'm Romy.
And I'm Addie.
And you're listening to
Real Talks with Rad. Little late, though.
Hey, everyone.
Hello, hello.
Welcome back to another episode of Real Talks with Rad, our second episode, Addie.
So exciting.
I'm so excited, guys. Thank you so much for the positive feedback on episode one. It's been very exciting, and let's just jump right into it now that everyone knows the drill. We can start with our roses and thorns right away, ads.
All right, Ro, you want to kick it off this week?
Yeah, I'll take it away with my rose. Okay, I think my rose of this week is that very exciting news. Addie and I have started to look for an apartment for next semester with a third roommate, and things are looking good. We've started to see a bunch of apartments online, and hopefully we're going to go see some showings in person, and it's all happening, and I think it's really exciting.
It is exciting stuff. I mean, we're crossing our fingers that all of our classes are fully back in person next semester, so that'll be just a time.
I know. It's kind of scary, though. It's a real adult move, but I think we're ready for it.
And we've done it before, Ro, so...
So we can do it again. Absolutely. We can do it again. Ads, what's your rose this week?
My rose? First of all, just a disclaimer, guys. I have a cold, so I'm sorry if I sound a little gross. But I probably would say I had a pretty stressful week, so I didn't have too many roses to pick from. But I will say I am a pretty big Raptors fan, and they have been kind of killing it lately. They've won like the last five games in a row, and I'll probably just say that's my rose because I've been enjoying watching them thrive with their new team.
That's good. No, you got to find the positive in the week, even if it's something small, right?
Like watching a basketball game.
Yeah, it's the little things. It really is.
Plus,
when I FaceTimed you the other day and you and your mom were watching the Raptors game, you guys were getting pretty excited.
Oh, I was so hyped because they were playing like a really, really good team. And I just, the new team, it was supposed to be like a transition year, like they're building their team, but they've been doing so well. And I just love all the new players. What's your thorn from this past week, Ro?
Ooh, okay. My thorn is kind of going to bounce off of our last episode's thorn. So I don't know how good that's going to make me sound, but I have been having the worst sleeps this week. I don't know if it's the anxiety with school going on. You know, it's a big 2 weeks with us. So much is due and there's just so much to do. And it's a little overwhelming. It's keeping me up at night. So I think that would be my big thorn. I'm really trying new things here. I just bought a new book. I'm really excited to get started on that. Hopefully that helps me sleep.
No way. What book?
You know, that's a really good question.
Really into it.
Yeah, I'm really, really into it.
Wait, it's supposed to help you sleep?
No, I just mean like hopefully it helps me sleep.
Oh, like
I'm sure
like
it's supposed to be a very interesting book. Yes.
Oh. Okay. I thought it was like a book on sleeping or like maybe like a, you know how there's those like story time books that are supposed to kind of like put you to sleep?
Yeah, I should probably try one of those or maybe one of those apps, but I will come back next week with the book, the title, and I will tell you guys how I like it.
I have a book reco for you,
actually. I just took what the guy told me to get.
Oh, okay, perfect. And yeah, let us know what the title is after you start reading it. Okay, so I have a pretty bad thorn. I did something bad this week. So I saw this TikTok, okay, and it explained how apparently you can make a, I don't know if you just got that reference, but
apparently, oh, I got make, it.
Apparently you can make a grilled cheese in a toaster. And I'd seen this TikTok. And I guess I just like banked it in my brain storage and I didn't go back to refer to it when I went to make the grilled cheese. So maybe I missed something. Maybe I missed an important note here. But anyways, I remembered that they just flipped the toaster on its side and just inserted the bread with the cheese into the toaster. And it was like 9:30 one night and I was hungry. I didn't eat dinner. So I was like, oh, what's something I can just like quickly make? I'm like, oh, I'll just make this grilled cheese in the toaster. So anyways, long story short, it's you can't do that. I set my toaster on fire. There was literally, I started to smell burning and I was like, what is that? I run over to the toaster and I literally see a flame, and my toaster is very quickly starting to set on fire. Like, the flame is getting bigger and bigger, and I started to panic because my dad, like, my parents were like asleep, and I was like, what am I supposed to do right now? So I started like yelling, and like my dog started barking because he could like see that I was freaking out. So he started freaking out and he could probably like smell the smoke. And so like I started like screaming, and my dad like ran downstairs, and he had to, he was like my little hero in that moment. He had to like, I was like, what do I do? Like, I like ran to the sink and I was gonna like pour water on it. But then in my head, I was like, what do I do? Like, do I try to like bring it out to the pool and throw it in the pool? I was just in a moment of, I did not know what to do, but he came down and he saved the day. He like put his hand basically, I'm like, we had to unplug it basically, but the flame was like near the, oh my God, guys, it's a traumatic experience. I don't even, it's hard to talk about. But anyways, my dad basically put his hand through the flame to unplug it. And I was like, what are you? I'm like, you could have, he's like, well, yeah, I could have got electrocuted, but I had to stop it because the flame was almost at the cupboard. So basically, I almost set my house on fire, or my parents' house on fire, and I had to get a new toaster for them, obviously. And yeah, so that was like a pretty good thorn for this week. I almost set my parents' house on fire trying to make a grilled cheese. So note to self, I don't think that TikTok is accurate. Maybe it is, and maybe I actually forgot something that I wasn't supposed to do. But apparently my dad said you cannot put cheese in a toaster, and he made me feel like I was very stupid for not knowing that.
Yeah, you know, like, personally, I think I would just make a grilled cheese on a pan. But, you know, teach their own. Trying new things, very important. I respect you for it. When we live together, maybe I'll make the grilled cheese. You make the real dinners. And we can leave it at that.
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, no.
Can't say I'll be making a grilled cheese anytime soon.
Everyone, all of our listeners are going to just think like the most dramatic stories ever happened to you. And I love it.
I know, my last 2 weeks. Guys, my life isn't normally this exciting. Or eventful,
honestly, it kind of is.
Okay, maybe it is. Maybe no, these things just happen to me.
Oh, what a thorn. Okay, straight into a bud to keep the positivity going. My bud is honestly pretty easy this week. Very simple. I'm going to the Raptors game on Sunday. I'm so excited.
So jealous. We have a little Raptors theme going on.
Honestly, don't we? And I can't wait to tell you guys about it. I'm sure it'll be my rose. Ads, what's your bud?
My bud is, honestly, we all know, or students know, that November is a crazy, crazy, crazy month with deadlines and exams and finals and whatnot. So it's crazy and I have so much to do. So we're just going to keep up the productivity. We're just going to work hard and just push through, because then it's our nice month off and holiday season, my favorite time of the year. It's actually not, but it's a nice time of the year. Okay, so to jump into our overall kind of theme for this episode, we have a very special guest joining us today to...
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. To talk about the subject of making changes in your life. So, Romy, would you like to introduce our guest to everyone?
I would love to. So our guest and I go way back to about when we were maybe 12 or 13 years old. I've known her for a long time. I'm very fortunate to. She keeps me going. This girl is crazy. But to piggyback on what Addy was saying, our theme is just discussing doing what you need to do for yourself and realizing that it's okay to switch up your journey and your path over time. And that's completely normal and important. And nobody ever really knows what they want to do in life. And I think this guest is a perfect person to talk about this stuff with. Our guest switched from Laurier BBA Business to Ryerson Creative Industries last year in their third year of university. Our guest and I go way back. We went to camp together. We went to high school together. I'm going to introduce her.
I think it's time to introduce her.
Give a round of applause for Brielle Small. Welcome, Brielle.
Hello. What an introduction, Romy. Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you for joining us. But Brielle, why don't you introduce yourself for our listeners?
Okay, well, if Romy didn't already say it, my name's Brielle. I go to Ryerson now. I'm in creative industries. I'm in my second year / third year because I'm fast-tracking, hoping to graduate next year. Yeah, that's me.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about your hobbies, what you do on your spare time? What about your jobs?
Currently, I work at a spin studio, SpinCo, in Thornhill.
Oh my god, I love SpinCo.
Come for a class. I can get you a free class.
Oh, Addie, you should go.
Yeah, come. It's so fun.
I love SpinCo.
I also am a supply teacher for little kids once a week for like little 2 to 3 year olds. Used to be a dancer. Now I don't really dance anymore. I'm trying to think what my hobbies are. I'm kind of boring these days.
Okay, so you balance your fast tracking. So how many courses do you have in a semester then when you fast track?
Okay, so basically last summer I did courses and I'm planning on doing courses this summer. And with my transfer credits, it'll work that I'll be able to do the four-year program in 3 years. And then I'll be able to graduate next year. And there's also an internship in my program, but you can do that after you graduate. So I'll be doing that next summer, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, cool. And so you do, so you're in school, but you're also balancing work, a part-time job, well, 2 part-time jobs.
Yeah, technically 2. More like one is like consistent. But yeah, it's tough, but it's been okay so far. Keeps me busy, gives me like a good schedule every day. Like balancing work with school. So it's been good.
So you started your university journey at Laurier studying business.
Yes.
And what made you decide that you wanted to make the switch to Ryerson?
Well, I just really wasn't happy in business. And so basically after first year, I already had hesitations about coming back. And like, I knew that was a bad sign, but then I signed a lease and I was like, okay, like I'll give it another year. And another year went on. And then during the end of that year, that's when COVID first happened. So I had to go home and I was just like locked in my house. It was exam time. And I just was like, you know what? I'm just going to apply for fun. We'll see what happens. Like I was just so miserable. I just applied. I didn't even tell anyone. And then during the middle of that summer, I was like planning on going back. I already signed a lease for the next year in Waterloo. And then I saw that I got in and I didn't even like I thought I did my application wrong. Like I didn't even know if I applied. And then when I got in, I was like, whoa. And so I kind of just like took that as a sign from the universe. And like when everything like slowed down with COVID, like really put my life into perspective. And yeah, I'm really happy with my decision now.
So when you decided to switch, what were some major obstacles that you faced? What helped you make the decision to even apply in the first place and actually decide to switch? How, like, were your friends supportive? Were your family supportive? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah, for sure. So I didn't tell anyone that I was switching. So like no one really influenced my decision to switch because I just thought like good to have a second option if I'm realizing that things aren't working out. And so also, little side notes, my older brother, Mitchell, used to be in my program. So in BBA, and he like was obsessed with it, loved the program. And when I was like struggling to like even like maintain the average, he was like, Brielle, like you don't like business isn't for you. Like you should switch. And I was like, you're right. But like, whatever, I'm just going to stick it out. And then once I actually wanted to switch, he was like, no, no, you should stay. Like, it's too late. And like, it was just so weird because my family this whole time also was like, you're not happy. But then once I actually wanted to do it, they were kind of like, you may as well just stay now. And then that was kind of like making me want to like switch even more.
How many years of BBA did you actually complete?
2 years. So a lot of the reasonings was like, you already did 2 years, like just stick it out for two more years. And I was like, the 2 years have already been enough. Like, why should I spend two more years being miserable? Like, any wasted time is not actually wasted time. And I realized that like I could just do it and like I would be so much happier. I knew that if I left, I wouldn't regret leaving, but if I stayed, I'd regret staying because I'd be so miserable. So I knew there couldn't really be a bad decision in leaving, and I'm so happy I did. But all my friends also were super supportive, and they all really like respected my choice to leave, and they all encouraged me and were like, dude, I think this is best for you. So I'm really lucky to have that. They're probably like also like the reason why I actually did it, because they're my main supporters. Thanks, Romy.
Anytime.
And also Creative Industries, I know, is also a very difficult program to get into as well. And probably, well, you kind of do have, you're still kind of in business of, you're in the business of the creative industries.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm correct. Yeah. And how are you liking
it? Yeah, it's like very different, but like there's definitely some business aspects to the program.
And so after now completing, you said you're in your second year Creative Industries. So Are you, do you love it? How are you feeling now that you did it and now you've gotten 2 years in now, so you know what you're dealing with?
Yeah, I really like it. It's super weird going to a school that I haven't actually been to in person, which is been like weird for me, but like I think it could be a lot better. Like, I know it will be a lot better in person because like I'm excited for that experience, and I know there's like a lot of benefits like to the program that like involve being in person, but so far I've really liked it online. It's been really good. I'm interested in what I'm learning, and I'm just like, whoa, like I don't actually hate my life anymore. Like, it was really just my program. And so I'm really happy overall.
Good. I love hearing that. What's your, in creative industries, don't you choose which kind of creative industry you want to focus on?
Yeah. So I'm doing media business. So like you guys, like I get to take like some RTA classes, and then I'm doing ProCom. So I didn't like, I wasn't really sure about my second choice, but so far I've been taking some really cool classes that I didn't know I was interested in. So I'm actually really happy about that module.
So obviously making a decision to switch programs at that point in your life is a huge decision to make. And I think it's incredible that you did that. I think a lot of people honestly end up at Ryerson later in life because sometimes people think that going away to school, if you're from Toronto or this area, is more exciting. But is there any like specific advice you'd give somebody that is debating it but doesn't want to like commit to that decision yet?
Yeah, like I just think that there's no like such thing as wasted time. Like, if you already are miserable, any more time being miserable, that's going to be wasted time. So if you're ever realizing you're unhappy and you can't really pinpoint what it is, but like, you know, you're not interested in your program, or like it could be in any aspect in life, like something is making you feel uncomfortable, like you need to switch that, and you just need to make the decision for yourself. And it could be really scary to completely just change your path, and the uncertainty, like we're all scared of that, but you kind of just have to do it and go with your gut. And I can promise you the results will be good, and you will be much happier, even if it's uncomfortable at first.
I can so relate to that. That was so well said, Brielle. I personally didn't even know if I was going to go to university. I took 2 years off of school after high school, and I worked, and I moved away. I lived in a different country, And I didn't know if it was in my path to go to university. But I just had to listen and follow my heart and like you did, and just take the chance. And I was very fortunate that I had the opportunity to get an education. I know I'm very grateful for that. So I just, I was scared as well, because I was out of school for 2 years and I didn't know if I could do it. I was like, what if I'm not smart enough anymore? What if I just can't do school anymore? There was lots of fears, and I was also worried that other people in my industry that I work in, a lot don't go to school and they just go right for their career. And I was like, what if I'm missing out? And what if this is the wrong decision? But I took that leap of faith as well. And I'm really, really happy with my decision, and I love my program. So I definitely relate to you on that one. Yeah.
No, it really is relatable. I mean, like Addy said, for me, I kind of did always know that school was going to be a thing for me. However, being in the creative side of things, I didn't know if that's what I wanted to go to school for. I didn't know if I wanted to go to school for psych. There were so many things that I just wasn't sure about. And my parents and I kind of had a very open conversation one night and just said, just go for it. Go for what you love. If you hate it, you can switch programs. Like Brielle said, I think she said it perfectly. There's no such thing as wasted time. I mean, it's all about learning, trial and error, figuring out what's right for you. And it's very important. I also think it's a very good life experience to have, to go to two different schools, to try different things, figuring out what's right for you. I mean, it's incredible where we grew up, Brielle and I, not a lot of people take a year off, and even doing something like that felt really wrong in a way, but knowing that was the right decision for me was the best thing. I don't regret a second of it. I think it was honestly the best thing I ever could have done for my mental health, for my education, for everything. I think it taught me a lot. And I think it's really admirable that you're so comfortable with yourself and your decision that you made, and that it's obviously made such a positive impact on you. I mean, I even see it firsthand when I'm around you, that you seem to be a lot happier. You're enjoying balancing jobs and balancing school and living at home and getting that different experience. Oh, speaking of, like, do you want to tell us a little bit about balancing school and your jobs? Because that's also super interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I've never, like, because at Laurier, I didn't have any jobs there because I didn't have a car. So it's just complicated. This is the first time I've really had to do this. And I feel like when you're away at school, all you really have time for is school. Like, you don't feel like you have time for anything else. But like, living at home has made balancing for me a lot easier, and especially with my job, as much as I thought I'd have less time for school, it's almost as much like I'm able to like be more organized and schedule my days better, because like I know I have work at this time, so I'll do work before, versus having like an open schedule. So just like planning my days at the beginning of the week and like knowing when I have work, and then scheduling around that with school.
We love a good planner.
We love a good planner. We love a good schedule book, because I've been abusing mine.
I also think going back on just knowing when something's not right for you and making that choice, because it's more important, whether it's for your mental health or your well-being. Ro, I think it's kind of cool to touch on right now, since it is November and it's like coming up on the end of the time where you can drop courses. Ro was in politics because Romy was trying something else out, which is really, really cool. But she realized that that course wasn't for her and it was doing more bad than good. And you made like the strong choice to take that pressure off of yourself and choose your well-being over trying to get that credit. So yeah. I think that's something students right now really do struggle with, and it is something maybe interesting to talk about.
No, for sure. That's actually a really good point. That could have even been a rose of mine. So I'm still deciding. Like I said, I wasn't too sure what I wanted to go to school for, and I'm still deciding if I want to get a psych or possibly a politics minor. So I've been kind of dabbling in both situations, and I was in a politics course that was a first year level course, but it did not feel like one. It wasn't going as planned for me. I wasn't doing too bad. And however, it just was causing me a lot of stress. And I'm personally a very anxious person in general. Like I said, I have a hard time sleeping, and this course specifically was really keeping me up at night. And it came to be a decision whether or not, like, do I just suck it up and take the grade that's maybe not going to make me the happiest, because I've already done half a semester's worth of work, which in this course was a lot of work, or do I just relieve myself of that stress for the second half of the semester? And I mean, I wish I heard Brielle say that there's no such thing as wasted time before I even dropped the course, because I was like, what a waste of time. I kept saying that to myself. Like,
well, that was you totally wrote. You actually changed my perspective, where like I was like, oh my gosh, Ro, like you put in so much work. Like there was nights that you pulled all-nighters to complete essays. And I was like, didn't you just want to like push it through to the end just to get that credit because you put in so much work? But you totally changed my perspective in the fact that you're like, it was making me unhappy and I was losing sleep over it, which is never worth it.
No, and of course, look, not everything in school is going to go your way. Things are going to be more difficult than originally planned. It was just really stressing me out. I knew it was going to affect my GPA, and that's something that's very important to me because I've worked really hard for where it's at right now. And I just made the decision to just rip the bandage off, as Addie and I always say, and I just dropped the course. And I think you have until November 14th. So I'm just going to encourage whoever's listening. And if you're thinking about ripping the bandage off, do it. Trust me, it's worth it. You can take a summer course. You can graduate a half a semester later if you need to. It's not the end of the world. I mean, I honestly think the title of this episode should be There's No Such Thing as Wasted Time, because it's true. And it's okay to change your mind and learn from things.
Yeah, I honestly love that, Brielle. That's like my new my new life motto right now.
Honestly, it is going to be our life motto from now on. So yeah, I think that this is a really important and great episode for everyone, just to kind of get that reassurance that you're not alone. You're not the only person that wants to change your path. And
it's never worth the sacrifice of your well-being.
Yeah, and your happiness should always come first. Brielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for joining us,
gave us a lot of useful information.
Thanks for having me. Such an honor.
Okay, so before we wrap up this episode, I think we need Brielle to join in on the buds this week. But guys, I also remember the book now. It is called Normal People by Sally Rooney. Very excited. I will let you know what I think of it when I read the first page. But anyways, Brielle, take it away with your bud. Do a real talks with Rad outro.
Okay, well, my bud for this week, what I'd have to say, basically a bunch of my friends from Western are in from Reading Week, so it's been nice seeing them, and I'm making them all come to a spin class tomorrow morning, including Romy. You're coming 9 a.m. tomorrow, and there's like going to be like six of us, and it's going to be so fun, and I'm so excited.
9 a.m., Romy will not be there, just right now.
Do you want to drive from Burlington and join us?
Honestly, I would love to.
Please do.
Thank you so much, Brielle. I loved our little chat we got to have with you. Guys, that's our second episode of Real Talks with Rad. Remember, we are all on our own path and our own journey. You are exactly where you need to be, and you will end up where you need to be. Thank you, Brielle. Listen to your heart, follow your heart, make those choices, rip that Band-Aid, and never sacrifice something for your well-being and your happiness. Life, it's your life. It's your choice.
I love that. And make sure you follow us on Instagram, @RealTalksWithRad, and follow Brielle.
Oh, Brielle, you want to plug your Insta?
Oh, Brielle_small. If you want to hit that follow, I follow back.
I follow back. Hashtag follow for follow. Thanks, Brielle. Talk to you guys next time for episode 3. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.